Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Blackhawks return to United Center Ice this evening to begin a four-game homestand, starting with the divisional battle against Nashville. And after dropping three straight road games, the Hawks look to take advantage of home ice, both tonight and for the rest of the week. Down to center ice we go. Second meeting between the Hawks and the Predators set to begin. Dickinson facing off with O'Reilly. The drop of the puck. This one's underway. Hawks control. Pulled off the goal line almost by Tomasino. Jones from the right corner. Put it in front of the net. Foligno shoots. He scores! What a play by Nick Foligno! Bada boom, bada bang. It's 1-0 Hawks. Foligno handling the puck from out of the corner. The net and got away a shot, and this beats Saros. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Well, I just talked about going upstairs where you're in close against Saros. He's down on the ice along the near post there, but he just doesn't cover the top of the net area because he's not a big goaltender. He's only 5'11". You look at the other guys who are 6'6", and you know, above 6 feet, and there's a little bit of opening there. Foligno chips it up, hits the post maybe off the backside of Saros and into the back of the net for Foligno. He had gone 13 games without a goal. I thought it was a solid effort for the Blackhawks to start this game the right way. There was energy in the game, some big physicality from Tenardi and Twistle. Three hits early on. He was noticeable and a real purpose to the Blackhawks game. They made some mistakes. They turned some pucks over, yeah. But the effort and the compete level that you were hoping for to start this homestand was there. So I'd say a successful first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Tyler Johnson on the left wing at center ice. Shot it across the rink for Taylor Radish. This is knocked off his stick down into the Hawks zone. Parsonen fed the high slot. Here's a shot from Barry. They score right next to the net. Luke Evangelista took the rebound off the pads of Soderblom and put it in behind him into the Hawk net. And we're tied at one. Now in front of the Hawk net, Sissons fires and he scores. It's now 2-1 Nashville. Two goals by the Predators inside of a minute have them out in front of the Hawks by a goal. Sends the puck down off the end boards for Vlasic. Vlasic carrying it around to the near side, giving it to Foligno. Fed the left circle, Dickinson. He shoots, he scores! Jason Dickinson rips it into the top shelf over the shoulder of Saros. For Dickinson, that's his eighth goal in the season, and it ties the score at two. And a perfect setup by Nick Foligno on the goal.
Great job by Vlasic to move this puck into the offensive zone. He goes all the way behind the net, chips it out to Foligno, and nobody's picking up Dickinson, and he's been red hot, and he fires this one right underneath the crossbar over the blocker. But you see Saros, a great response for the Blackhawks to get right back into this one, no longer chasing the game.
Passing up the left wing, Foligno had to Jones through center ice. Foligno over the line to Anderson, right circle, put it on. Well, he scores! It's Foligno again! His second of the night gives the Hawks the lead back at 3-2. Bada boom, bada bing, it's Nick Foligno.
Good job by Seth Jones to lead this play up ice. Nice little play over to Joey Anderson. Low shot into the pads. Your goaltender, you can't absorb that in your equipment. 3-2 Hawks.
That's the puck to the right point, Josi. The Forsberg, top of the right circle, guns it in on goal. They score. This is a follow-up shot by Ryan O'Reilly. Forsberg firing a hard one from the top of the right circle. Soderblom made the initial save, but left the rebound to the right of the net where O'Reilly was waiting. And we're tied at three. Parsonen back through center ice. Over the Hawk line on the right wing. Took the puck down to the end boards. Korchinski pokes it away to the near corner to Foligno. Then up the left wing boards to Donato. And the time will wind off the clock. Each team will come out of this game with at least 1 point. And in a moment, we'll see if we can find out if somebody is going to get the extra point in overtime. 15 seconds in OT. Dickinson along the far boards. Checked off the puck. O'Reilly the other way for Nashville. 10 seconds in OT. Crossing the Hawk line. Made a drop pass. Sissons overskates the puck. Kurashev ties up Sissons. Dickinson's got the puck with two. Head to Kurashev. He's going to run out of time. overtime ends with the sides tied at three. And for the first time, Troy Murray, we're going to the shootout this season, and I can't wait to see number 98 take his first shootout attempt. Bedard picks up the puck at center ice in his first NHL shootout attempt over the Predator line, hustling with the slot. Shoots, he scores! Top shelf, top right corner, over the glove of Saros, and we're tied at one in the shootout. Forsberg, the leading goal scorer in the history of the Predators, takes the puck at center ice, crosses the Hawk line for the win, down the slot, Deeks and shoots, he scores with a backhander. Forsberg put it in behind Soderblom, and the Predators win in the shootout. Final score of the shootout was the Preds 3 and the Hawks 1. The final score of the hockey game was the Preds 4 and the Hawks 3.